NPR's business news starts with the other bailout. It came after a lot of lobbying by Detroit. Yesterday, the House of Representatives approved a measure to fund $25 billion in low-interest loans for U.S. automakers. The measure is part of a larger spending bill that the Senate could vote on as early as this week. The money is supposed to be used to retool old factories and produce more fuel-efficient cars. Michigan lawmakers asked for the money, saying it would save jobs and the American auto industry. If the measure passes, it would be the first government intervention in the auto industry since the $1.2 billion bailout of Chrysler back in 1980.